New Hampshire's dams received a C- in this year's infrastructure report card. That's par for the course. Most of the state's infrastructure got the same rating or worse, but most of the state's infrastructure is taken care of by the state. Most dams are on their own, like the old dam at Meckle Pond in Windham.
You'll be able to actually see the rocks through the concrete where it's thin and chipped. So you're standing on rocks and dirt.
Norm Young is standing on a rundown dam not far from his house. Up until 6 years ago, this dam supported the centuries-old Meckle Pond. But years of neglect and absent owners forced the removal of a section of the dam, and with it, the removal of the pond. Diana Fallon, who also lives on Meckle Pond, remembers when the 40 acres were drained.
We didn't own the pond at that point in time. One of the people who inherited, he was tasked with coming out here and opening up the spillway and then taking out the stop logs that were at the bottom to finish draining the pond.
People who lived around the pond were upset. Their scenic backyard was drained without a public hearing. But the pond and the dam were private, and they had fallen into total disrepair after the owner passed away.
And the people who inherited it said, if you form a nonprofit, we'll give you the property and you use it to restore the pond and the dam. And so that's been our charge for the last 6 years.
They formed a group, the Friends of Meckle Pond, to raise money for a new dam. And that cost has risen to over $500,000 in the past 6 years. Jim Gallagher, the chief engineer with the New Hampshire Dam Bureau, says that it can be difficult and really expensive for private owners to take care of their dams. The cost of neglecting a dam, though, can be a lot worse, like when the private Meadow Pond Dam failed in the Lakes region 20 years ago.
When it failed, it caused $8 million of damage downstream and just, you know, essentially destroying Route 140 and homes that were downstream of it, a number of homes that were downstream, and there was a loss of life.
Gallagher says that state dams have been getting the funding they need to cover inventory repairs and overhauls year by year. But private owners don't have the same help. A state loan fund doesn't have enough money in it to dole out loans, and private grants are pretty much only available for dam removal, not upkeep. Of course, that also means removing whatever the dam was holding back. And that's not always what residents want.
The grant attitude is, oh, all dams should be taken out. Well, that's not true. It's a case-by-case situation. Some dams, it's probably for safety and for wildlife, it's a good thing. Other dams, it's a terrible loss.
For Norm Young and the Friends of Meckle Pond, building a new dam means restoring an ecosystem and creating a public space. After the pond was drained in 2011, residents found empty turtle shells scattered across the dry bed. Dragonflies and heron disappeared. Mosquitoes, mice, and ticks moved in droves. Standing on the old dam, looking out over the place where the pond was, Norm Young holds his photo album against the landscape.
I miss that. It's the birds, the ducks. I have never in my life seen so many ducks. It's just, it's natural, it's beautiful, it's not city.
Restoring Meckle Pond won't be a one-time cost. The new dam will come with years, probably centuries, of expensive, unsubsidized maintenance. So the neighborhood agreed to tax one another to set up a sustainable fund. That's a bunch of Granite Staters asking for new taxes, all to bring back a dam. For NHPR News, I'm Hannah McCarthy.